Hey, let's talk about this Evangelina Rico Moreno, Evangelina Rico Moreno, Moreno. She was born 4/17/59, today is 3/3/26. This is a 66-year-old woman with history of low back pain after a fall 3 weeks ago, but comes in today because she's developed a rather large inner thigh / medial thigh, right-sided cellulitis, upper thigh region. The area is red, inflamed, erythematous, and indurated. Patient, there's no evidence of abscess, which I saw with an ultrasound. Patient states that she gets this before. She's had it at least a couple of times before. She doesn't know if it's related to a bite or any other issue or problems, period. She has not lost weight. She's had no fever except for today, 101. She had chills last night. No hematemesis, hematitis, seizure, convulsion, no night sweats, no weight loss. Yes, ma'am, right there. Or any other problems. Mom and dad live in Mexico. Dad lives in Mexico. Mom lives here. They have no cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes. She tells me no family history of anything. Colonoscopy, never had one. Mammogram a year ago. Social, she's not working, married for 5 years. She has 5 kids. She does have the right thigh pain as well as the right growing pain related to her cellulitis. No evidence of lymphangitis and or septic phlebitis seen. Allergen and drug allergy, surgery, C-section, right shoulder surgery, medical problems, history of anemia. No other conditions reported. Medications, none. 138 over 58, 82 pulse, 18 respiration, 100% oxygen, 101.5 heart, positive, small positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash except for the cellulitic region, upper thigh, right side, maybe 10 by 30 centimeter. Medial aspect, again, no evidence of cords, no evidence of lymphangitis, no evidence of septic phlebitis, and a few lymphadenopathy in the right groin noted. Positive pulses, no less going on focal or because of a tongue lesion. number one, as far as her cellulitis is concerned, we're going to get some blood work, check white count. Rocephin 2 gram now, augmentin 875 BID. A permanent marker was placed around the cellulitic lesion to come back tomorrow for recheck. Also, there's no evidence of abscess on the ultrasound. There's good vascular flow. Next time is history of anemia. Check blood work. Check iron levels. Next number, check B12 level. Check vitamin D. Next number, mammogram a year ago. Up to date. Next number, colonoscopy. Never had one done. No family history of colon cancer. We'll recommend Cologuard. Next number. Let's do this. He has a history of anemia. Mm-hmm. Let's do a TIBC and a ferritin. Okay. Next number. Reevaluate 24 hours. Next number, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink. Next number, as far as the low back pain is concerned, she may need an MRI at a later date. For now, she's doing well with Motrin and Tylenol. Next number, I gave her ibuprofen 600 milligrams for fever. Next number is Rocephin, 2 grams now. Next number, rule out multiple myeloma, depending on her blood work, including her SED rate. Next number, rule out malignancy. Next number, we'll reevaluate in less than 24 hours. Next number, go to the emergency room if it gets worse. Next number, patient was given the option of going to the emergency room, but at this time she does not want to go to the emergency room. She wants to try to take care of this on an outpatient basis. Next number, her liver looks slightly fatty. Next number, kidneys look normal. Next number, heart looks good on the echocardiogram. Next number, carotid ultrasound within normal limits. Next one is few lymphadenopathy in the groin right side. Next one is few lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next one is no DVT or PVD in the upper or lower extremity. Noted. Thank you.